Before we get into today's podcast, I'd like to introduce to you my little family-owned business, Love Ellis Rose. Love Ellis Rose is a fashion brand that's eager to make a difference. We have sizing ranging from a 6 to 24, donate to repair a cleft lip every 250 orders, and have exclusive matching mini ranges. I have a very special offer for our Grow and Glow community of 30% off site-wide. Use code GROWANDGLOW30 at checkout and find the link in the show notes below. Now let's get back into the podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Media8.
We begin today by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather today and pay our respects to their elders past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today.
You just won't get far in life if you just think you can't do things. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right.
Because I feel like we go through phases where sometimes like, oh, but can we do that? And then I'm like, no, we can. There's always a way.
And that task that you think you have to do, if you can switch it to I get to do this, it makes you grateful for that task.
Or I definitely still get guilty of this sometimes. Yeah. Saying yes when we really mean no.
Yeah. Welcome to the Grow and Glow podcast. I'm Ashi.
I'm Kiara.
We are mums, entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, and driven to make a difference.
We challenged our past beliefs, overcame our doubts, and you can too.
Let's go deep, let the emotions flow.
Find the lessons to grow and glow. Hello, guys. Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome back.
Grow and glow. Was that the most uncoordinated intro?
Well, yeah. And you've got a great singing voice. So when you do this like lame ass one, I'm like, oh, use that beautiful voice. I know you have.
I've not been practicing any of that. I need to actually again.
Yeah, you haven't sang for a while.
No, hey. All guitar. No. No.
Oh.
But it's fun.
Today's episode is life-changing language shifts. I learned about language shifts a couple of years ago and they are literally life-changing.
Yeah.
The way you say things can hold such meaning.
Yeah.
And they can be so powerful in a negative and a positive way. So we've got a couple of examples. That probably will be a shorter episode today.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of main examples that we really use often.
Yeah, or ones that stood out to us.
Yeah. But what's your share of the week?
Oh, my share of the week. So in the last episode, I was talking about scary books. My favorite author for a scary book is called Freida McFadden. And I was going to like pick one of her books and I was like, I can't because they're all so good.
Wow, all of them that good.
She is an incredible author. Obviously, some of them are like a little bit not as entertaining as the others, but none of them have I walked away from and been like, oh, they're all amazing.
Wow.
So my top ones of hers, I loved The Inmate. That one was great. Oh, what was the other one called? That was another one I've heard
today. The Silent Patient, is that one of those?
That's a different author.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, her books, the way she writes it, they're only quite thin.
Oh, okay.
So it probably only takes you like 3 hours to read
through
one.
Easy to get
through. Easy to get through. So many twists and turns. Like happens, it's never who you expect.
Oh.
You know, the books where you can read and you're like, oh, it's going to be that person.
Yes.
It's always like she's such an incredible author. Every single one of her books, hands down, I'm like, yep. So if you're into like a thriller, she's got like, yeah, she's got heaps of books and I'm just hooked on her books.
How good.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to try one.
You do. And the fact as well that they're not like super long and you can just like get through them. Like I can do one in an like evening.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
My share of the week is going to an escape room.
So cool. Where at?
Yeah, the In-Service Paradise. And we took Taj and Sunny, Steve and I. And it was so fun to do with the kids, but we're going to go on a date night tonight with another couple and do one. And you just asked off record, off the podcast, if they're scary. There is a scary one that you literally are locked in a cage.
Oh.
And I think like your partner, I'm not sure, but I think your partner like has to try and figure out how to get you out. And there's ones where there's actual real life humans in there. So like they can come out and jump out at you and scare you and take clues away and that kind of stuff. But the one we did was just a mission that we had to go in and we walked into the room and then there was a bit of paper and it gave us our first instructions and then there was clues hidden on the walls and underneath things and then you get to one clue, a code, and then it would unlock a box that gave you a key to find something else that was locked away.
Wow, that's so cool.
And you went to this other room and it had this computer screen and you had to figure out timelines and dates and people's names and it was so fun. So they're really, really cool if you want to do something a little bit more adventurous rather than just go for dinner.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on a double date tonight with Ash and Andy and go do one. I'm so excited.
Are you doing a scary one tonight?
We haven't booked it. I'm going to book it after this episode because we're just waiting to see if like we could all go. But I Maybe.
Scary, like being locked in a cage. I don't know, like somebody.
Oh, I'm pretty claustrophobic.
That's what I was thinking. Like being in a small space, I think I'd be a bit like.
Well, last time we booked, we just had to grab what was available. So maybe I'll just look online and see which one's available.
Yeah. But
definitely recommend it. Right in Surfers Paradise too, there's another place we went to called Hijinks Hotel.
Yeah, okay.
And mate, you have to take your kids.
Oh, really?
They will love it. It is so fun. It's made for adults and for kids, but it's just, I think there's 10 different rooms. And you've got 4 minutes in each room to, like, play a game.
Oh,
and like,
what?
We went in one, there's basketball, you got to shoot as many hoops into the basketball. The next one was, like, this big TV and it had all these cartoons painted on the wall and it would pop up with questions. You've got 4 minutes to get through as many questions about the cartoons on the wall as you can. There was another one where there was this massive ball pit and you all hop in the ball pit and you have to get as many balls through the holes as you can.
How fun!
What was the last one we did? I think it was like a piano and songs would play in the tune of the song and you had to guess what the song was.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah. So we just did 5 rooms, but there's 10 you can do in total and you spend 4 minutes in each one and you're kind of competing against other people that are in the rooms as well.
Yeah.
So it's like a high score at the top, but really fun with
the
kids.
That's so cool. I remember as a kid, I used to always do Infinity.
Yeah. Infinity's fun. That's in Surfers too.
I used to love that as a kid.
Yeah. I don't know if Regan, probably not old enough for Hijinks, but if you could take Miller and Lincoln, they would froth.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Really
so
cool for the older kids.
I love doing activities like that.
I know, it's the best. And Infinity's there as well. So you can have a whole day out and do like all that cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a drive for you to Surfers.
Yeah.
But if you ever, if you guys listening are ever coming to the Gold Coast, go to, I think it's called Padlocked is the escape rooms and then Hijinks Hotel and then Infinity.
Yeah, Infinity's great.
Three really fun things.
Gosh, I haven't been there for years.
Yeah, Taji loves Infinity. It is cool.
I always remember the, like the hands on the wall.
Oh, yes.
And like the wind blows at you.
Yeah. Big massive balls. You bounce around the squishy rooms and flash flashing lights.
Yeah.
It's very stimulating, Infinity.
Yes.
Like a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
But fun. Like, I'll do it once a year and that's enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, true. It is very overstimulating.
Yes. Us noise sensitive gals.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the episode. So I've got a few, Kiara's got a few, and we're just going to share some simple language swaps that you guys can start to practice in your everyday, and you'll start to catch yourself. Like I still catch myself when I'll say something, I'm like, oh, hang on a second. Like this is a main one for me. Okay, I have to do this. How often do we say, oh, I have got to do this, I have to do that, instead of I get to do this.
Yeah.
It is so powerful and it completely shifts and changes the whole energy in your body. And that task that you think you have to do, if you can switch it to I get to do this, it makes you grateful for that task. And like if you put it in a working scenario, I compare it to like previous jobs that I've had that I've hated. I'm like whinging about having to do something. I'm like, oh, this is a choice. Like I actually get to do this and this helps me be able to do the thing that I really want to do. So I'm actually grateful I get to do that.
Yeah.
And that simple shift and swap.
I love that one.
It completely changes your
energy. Your whole body language changes when you do it too. You're like, oh, I have to do this. And it's like, I get to do this.
Exactly. Like you lift yourself up.
You do.
And being around people that use that language is so awesome to be around. Like those humans that are grateful, they get the job done, they don't complain, they just get into it. I just love being around those humans, so that's a human I want to be. So that's one of my main language shifts that's been a real game changer.
These are good reminders.
Yeah.
I catch myself out too. I'm like, oh, Kiara, better change that.
100%. Yeah.
So my one is I can't do it to how can I do it?
Oh, love it.
Yeah, because I feel like we go through phases where sometimes like, oh, but can we do that? And then I'm like, no, we can. There's always a way.
Always a way.
How can we make it work? Like, how can we make this work?
Yes, there's always a solution, isn't there? Yeah. And if you have that mindset to be solution-based, like, it's not even an option. It's like, how do we get this done?
Just got to figure it out. It's like, okay, might need to work a bit harder, might need to do this, might need to put more money in there, might need to do that.
Yes.
But you can always figure out a way.
100%.
Yeah.
You just won't get far in life if you just think you can't do things.
Yeah.
If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right.
But if you stop and you think that too, you're not even going to try.
Exactly.
But when you change the language, like how, it's like, oh, okay, now I've actually got to sit down and think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Believe you can and you're halfway there.
That's it.
Yeah. Love that. This one was a tough one. I feel like for so many years, and sometimes I still catch myself where I'll say things like, I'm so angry that they made me do this, or I'm so angry or upset that they made me feel like this. And it's like, no, they're not in control of how you feel. They might have contributors, but instead you can say, I'm so disappointed that I didn't stand strong on my boundaries.
Yeah, I love that.
Because at the end of the day, it's not that person's fault if you're feeling a certain way. If no one's made you do anything, if they've guilt tripped you or pressured you to do something, yeah, that's not nice, but you still have power to say no. So if you've said yes, you've let your wall down and you've like let go of your boundaries, that's on you.
Yeah.
So when you change to be like, oh, really disappointed that I didn't stand strong in my boundaries, you're taking responsibility and ownership for that. And you can take that lesson and be like, next time I'm not going to allow that to happen because it's left me feeling like shit.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. Mm-hmm. We have to fully take ownership and responsibility for everything.
Yeah.
People contribute and come into your life and say and do certain things, but at the end of the day, we have to take full responsibility.
And when you do, you're not pointing the finger, you're working on yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
So I really love that one. And Taj, you started saying it too now, like if we get into an argument about something and he's like, you make me feel so sad, or you make me feel like this, or you make me feel like I have, you know, I don't know what it is. I can't even think of a situation. And I'm trying to like navigate those feelings with him now. Mm. It's tricky for an 8-year-old. It's hard when
they're young to understand.
Yeah, it is.
Such a fine line. Like, when do you start to?
I know. And how to explain it, I find really
And you still difficult. Need to validate their feelings.
Yes.
So it's such a juggling act, hey?
But you don't want to teach them that you just blame everyone else for how you feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then they become a victim.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I think they're smarter than what we think, but everything's age appropriate, but I don't have the answers. It's like in the moment, it's really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm finding that's coming up for him now. It's like, you make me feel sad because you told me to get my shoes on for the 19th time, whatever it is. I'm like, you made me feel sad. I'm like, well, yeah, it's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
So my next one is a very simple one that I think gets overlooked. I think or I definitely still get guilty of this sometimes. Yeah. Saying yes when we really mean no.
Yeah.
Like someone's like, hey, I miss you. I haven't seen you for ages. I really want to catch up with you this afternoon. You're looking down. You're like, oh my God, this afternoon I have this to do, that to do, this to do, that to do. Especially if you are a mum that works from home, because I think sometimes they can see you if you're like walking down the street doing something and they can be like, oh my gosh, like you're at home, you're hanging out. It's like, no, I'm actually working.
Still got stuff to do.
And like, yeah, sometimes I just go, like if I really am wanting to catch up with someone, I'll be like, yes. And then I'll just get up early the next morning and do it or whatever. But sometimes I think I need to be a bit more like, oh, I would love to catch up with you too. Like, let's organize a time.
Yes.
Yeah. Not right now, but yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That's so true.
Yes.
Thank you, Lust Minerals, for sponsoring today's episode.
Lust Minerals is a clean beauty brand with a range of incredible products. A few of my absolute favorite Lust products are their Pro Finish Liquid Foundation. I love this foundation. It goes on so nicely and it stays on all day. Plus, it's also got SPF in it. Then their bronzer is beautiful as well, and I love using this as an eyeshadow. And their Mineral Stick Cream Foundation as a contour stick has been a game changer. A little bit goes a long way, but it's also really nice and easy to blend out.
I personally also love their bronzer. We both use it as an eyeshadow. It's just the perfect shade of like a warm, glowy, summery bronze. I just love it. And I also love their primer. I feel like it helps my foundation stay on all day. And their pressed powder has to be one of my favorite products. It's long lasting. It gives beautiful coverage. I get really oily in my T-zone. It's just the best.
You can spend over $50 and get $20 off when you use our code GROWANDGLOW at checkout.
That's GROWANDGLOW at checkout. Now let's get back to the podcast. Okay, this next one I love. I feel like all of us will relate when really hard things happen in our life and we can stay in a story. That was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. But a language shift in is like, oh, that was really hard. I remember when that happened to me. Man, I learned a lot. I grew so much. I have so much more resilience. I have so much more understanding, even though that was really challenging. Like that really stretched me in a good way. Now I can handle so much more. I understand so much more, but it's very easy to just say, oh, that was the fucking worst time of my life.
Yeah. That finding the lessons.
So shit that happened to me. And you can stay in that victim, but all it does is drag you down. It weighs you down.
Yeah.
So when you can switch it to be like, yeah, that was fucking hard. Validate it. That was really hard. But man, I learned X, Y, Z, and now it helps me with this, and I've got a bigger capacity. Like, how cool.
Yeah.
So much more empowering.
Yeah, and you're so right. The only person that's having a negative effect on is yourself.
100%.
But I keep telling yourself, like, that was so bad, like, yeah.
It's going to feel pretty bad.
Yeah, but if you can go, oh, wow, like, yeah, that was shit. Yeah. Like, oh, I've done this and I've done that and I've grown and it made me work on my mental health. It made me do this. It made me show up differently.
Yeah. You know? Forced me to learn that about myself. Like, I needed to learn that lesson.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's an awesome language shift.
It's like that little saying we always say, how life, like, pushes you.
Yes.
Until you get to the point, sometimes it, like, sends you a really big lesson. Like, yeah, and you're like, fuck, it really wants me to learn this.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Love that. Like, nudge, push.
Oh, yeah. This one I've been seeing floating around lately and I really, really like it.
Yeah.
So instead of one day, day one.
Oh, I did a whole reel on this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I love it. So instead of going, oh yeah, one day I'll do this. Oh, one day I'll do that. It's like, when are you going to start? Like, you may as well start right
today
now.
Today can be day one.
Yeah, I've been loving that. So you're floating around a bit lately.
It's super trending, the sounds. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I think that's so true. I think we've always all got so much going on, and it's like, are you going to continue to push that thing aside? Because obviously if you're thinking about it and it's in your mind, it's something you're wanting to do, just take action and start today.
And it's same with, like, I always naturally refer back to healthy eating and exercising. It's like, oh, I'll start Monday. Why? Today's Wednesday. Why can't you start today and make decisions for your body, for your health, for your goals right now?
Yeah.
So that quote's super aligned. I love that.
So good.
It's a good one.
Okay. I've got a few here. I must have gone on a bit of a tangent.
You did. I've run out. Keep going.
So we'll have a conversation with them all. So this one is kind of similar to yours. I have to do – oh, my gosh, it's the same one. I have to do it. I get to do it. That is so funny. Well, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know to let's find out.
Oh,
so
I need
So rather than
this
going
one.
Like, oh, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do this. You can go, let's find out. Let's have a look. Let's find out. I was like, that's really cool.
I need to practice that more because I get scared of learning or scared I won't understand it. So sometimes I'll avoid it.
Yeah.
And like delegate. But it's so true. Like, let's find out. Let's learn. Like you said before, there's always a way.
Yeah. But it was just so, I've never heard that before. Like, to change that, I don't know, to like, let's find out. But that's so,
so cool.
Nice. Such a nice way to say it too. Because even like to team members, like if say you're having a chat and they're like, oh, I don't know how to do that. We could be like, oh, sweet. Let's find out. Let's have a look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Really positive.
It is positive. It's taking initiative. It's stepping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. I'm going to keep that one up my sleeve.
Love it.
So this one from I can't to I choose.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, if you're like, oh, I can't get to the gym today. It's like, no, I choose to not go to the gym today.
Oh, such a powerful one, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't eat healthy. I don't have time to go to the shop. No, actually, you're just choosing to do other things other than going to the shop and getting the foods.
Yes. I've had one similar before that was like, oh, what was it? Yeah, I can't get to the gym, but change the language to saying the gym is not a priority.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That hits harder because it's the truth. If you're not making time for it, it is not a priority.
Yeah.
You will make time for what is important, and you only have to look at what you're doing day to day to see what's important to you. And it might hit really hard because if you look how much you're scrolling, watching Netflix, whatever, and I'm all for that. But if it's at the cost of taking over your health and your emotional well-being and your connection, all the things that you know is important.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to, it's a hard one to swap. But next
same,
time.
Yeah, same thing for mental health. Like when you said that, like I used to always be like, I don't have time to journal.
Yeah.
Like I don't have time to this, blah, blah, blah. Or like I can't
it's
do that.
It's important to work on myself.
That's it. Exactly right. It's like I'm choosing not to.
Yes.
I'm making that choice.
100%.
Yeah.
It's the same with money too, which I know the cost of living has gone up and everything, but yeah, when people say like, I can't afford to eat healthy or I can't afford to do this, I'm like, you might not be able to afford to eat all organic all the time, blah, 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 but you can definitely make little swaps.
Yeah.
You can take little steps. You can do little things that will help impact your health in a positive way.
Tell you what though, when you go to the markets, it's so cheap.
It is so much cheaper.
Kurt and I, we went to like a fruit and veg shop in at Tweed Mall. We go there. Every time we go there, it's like, we're like, what, $50? We're like three bags full.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my gosh. Whereas if you go into like Coles and Woolies, so it doesn't last as long.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you just switch it to being saying it's not a priority or it's not important, it hits way harder. And then you know what? That it sounds negative, but it actually creates positive change because when you say that, you're like, well, no, it is important. Okay, what are you gonna do about it? Are you gonna go to the gym or are you gonna keep saying your excuses and that it's not important? I feel like it really promotes action.
Yeah.
And I love
makes
that.
You, and it, like you said, it makes you go like, oh, wow, that actually really is something that I want to do.
And that is important to me. So why am I saying that?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. This one's very simple, but just talk about what you do want instead of what you don't want. So instead of being like, oh, I don't want to like, what's a good example? Let me think of one. Like I don't want to spend all that money on that stock or whatever, say with business. Yep. And you're like, I do want a successful business.
Yes.
I do want it to go well. I do think it's going to go well. Like rather than just thinking of the negative and putting out what you don't want, or I don't want this to like push us financially or whatever.
Yes.
To, oh, I think that this will be like great for us financially.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, I don't know. I feel
you're
like
taking
it's so
a different
easy
direction.
With scarcity.
Yeah.
To always like go, oh.
Yes. And pull back. But you literally, you can go left or right.
Yeah. That's it.
So when you are using a certain language, you've got the option to switch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Focusing more on what you do want rather than keep talking about what's not working, what you don't want.
Yeah.
Because if you use that language, I don't want this to happen, or I'm scared for this to happen, you are sitting in a certain frequency that is going to attract more of that.
Yeah, 100%.
If you are like talking about what you do want, you're going to match the frequency and energy you need to attract more of that, whether that's money, whether that's deeper connection, whether that's more health. So you have to be so aware of your language, because it does affect your energy.
Because even if I say like, oh, I really don't want Miller to be like tired and grumpy this afternoon when she gets home from school, I'm like, oh, Miller's going to come home this afternoon. She's going to be so energized, so happy to have the best afternoon. And yeah, you are. You're manifesting it. You're putting 100%. It out to the universe. But if you say, even if you say don't, it doesn't take that into accountability. You're speaking negatively.
Yeah.
You're attracting the negative back in.
Got to be so aware of the frequency that you're sitting at. No,
but it's like, it's tricky. Honest, you've just got to be, if you're not open.
And self-aware.
You're closed. Like that's another like one of these things. If you're not open, you're closed. Like if you're not aware of it and conscious of it, you're just like
100%.
Yeah, you're sleepwalking.
Yeah, sleepwalking through life. Yeah. No, thank you.
Mm.
Just surviving, not thriving.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Cool.
Sweet. Well, that's all the ones that I had.
Yeah, I love that. Just a little simple, short episode, but definitely ones that can really make a big impact on your life.
Yeah.
So start, if you want to write those down and then start practicing them, I find when I'm trying to learn something new like this, writing it down and putting it on a sticky note, somewhere where I see it often. So write down a couple of these and put them on your makeup mirror or whatever.
Yeah.
Just start really regularly using them and practicing them so that you get in a habit that that's just what you say.
Or have an accountability buddy. Be like, hey, I'm going to pull you up and you pull me up when I speak in that way. Yeah, like a friend or like somebody when you go to the gym, say if you're like going, oh, I can't do that way.
Yes.
They'll be like, no, we got to figure out how.
Exactly.
<Less reps. laughs>
Definitely.
Maybe have somebody kind of pulling you up a little bit, hold you a bit accountable and do it to each other.
Yes, because it's one thing to learn all this and hear all this and feel really good after listening to a podcast episode, or even when you go to an event or something, it's super motivating and inspiring. It's like, what next? Do you now have to do the work? And they call it the work because it takes time and effort and being conscious of it.
It's not easy.
Eventually, you want to get to the point where you are unconsciously conscious. Unconsciously, you don't even have to think about doing it, but it's just what you do.
Yeah.
But to get there, you have to create a habit. You have to practice it and be conscious of the language you're using.
Yeah. Gosh, I learned the coolest thing about that. I'm going to have to share it on a podcast episode with you about becoming consciously unconscious.
Yes.
And in the positive way. I do not have the papers in front of me about it, but I was reading up on this and I was like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. About learning and the structure of it and how you can train your brain to work that way for the positive.
So good.
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that concept with Taylor being unconsciously conscious, but there's such a step to get that you have to be
There's four levels.
Yeah. That's so good,
so
hey.
Cool.
Yeah, we should do an episode unpacking that.
We should.
Yeah.
I found it really interesting.
So good.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. We'll get into our opinions of the week.
It's time for an opinion of the week.
Mine is kind of actually about what we talked about today. What you focus on really does impact your life. You need to be consciously aware of your thoughts, what you bring in. What is that saying they say? Like, if you're taking in shit, you're going to have like shit coming out. And if you're like taking this, that was one of these ones. Wait, what was it? It's like if you're taking in crap, you're gonna have crap coming out. If you're taking in like good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like whatever you're focusing on shit, you're gonna feel like shit.
Like as in like if you're taking in negative information or whatever. Yeah.
And also if you're like thinking of all the bad things in your life, you're going to feel like shit.
Yes.
If you're thinking of all the positive things and feeling gratitude all the time and reaching for those happier, high vibe feelings, it's going to roll onto every area of your life.
Cool. Mine was just like another quote thing that I saw on Pinterest the other day. Quick swimming across the ocean for people who won't even jump over a puddle for you.
Mm.
And it's really cool to reflect on where this comes from for yourself. Like if you are constantly doing everything to people please other people and say yes because you want to make them happy and you don't want to let anyone down, but like are you literally swimming across the ocean for people that you cannot fall back on, or you can't ask them for help and they wouldn't even jump over a puddle for you? Because I think we've all had relationship dynamics that have felt like that.
Yeah.
You do everything and anything for them and it's not their fault. You're doing that. You're choosing to do all of that. But just be aware, like I feel like a relationship is a two-way thing. It shouldn't just be you giving and giving and giving and them taking. think it's a two-way thing. And just, I just thought that was a really cool way to word it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you again next week. If you guys aren't in our Facebook forum, go over and join.
Yeah,
it's so much fun over there. Everyone's so lovely.
And if you love this episode, we would absolutely love a 5-star rating or share it around with your friends and family. It really helps support us to continue to be able to do these episodes. One day we would love to be able to do 2 a week.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be so freaking cool. I get messages all the time. I'm sure you do as well. Mm-hmm. One's just not enough. I love Wednesday, but then it's done.
I know.
But the more support we have from you guys, the more that we can do. So
definitely.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. But we'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We want to know, what did you guys get out of the episode? Come over to our GNG community on Instagram and have a chat with us.
Or we also have an exclusive Facebook forum community where we can connect with like-minded people and can grow and glow together.
Please remember to share, review and subscribe if you want to catch every new episode on Wednesday at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Your support is so appreciated to help us continue our passion to help you all grow and glow.
Plus, come find us while you're waiting for the next episode,
where we share our daily lives at Ashy Bynes and at Aussie Mum Vlogger on Instagram.
Don't forget,
you've got this.